coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Okay, we're live here at the Riviera Hotel at CES, speaking with Scott Shutter, the mobile division of AMD. Scott, before we get into some of the mobile technology, tell us about the ATI acquisition and how that's working out.
Well, the ATI acquisition was a very strategic move on the part of AMD. There are a number of reasons for the acquisition. Primary is the ability to expand the business footprint into new business areas. The ability to now have a footprint that extends into more flash memory, consumer electronics, phones, that sort of thing is a huge expansion of our business and helps us towards the future as technologies continue to evolve. Secondarily, of importance for us for the ATI acquisition is the ability to increase performance from a mobile aspect, helping to push the envelope on battery life and then enable future technologies such as fusion. Fusion is actually a CPU-GPU combination in the future, which we actually envisioned before 2010 coming to market. So it's a really interesting opportunity and ability to innovate and grow the business.
You know, it looks like Windows Vista is really going to demand more capacity, more power, especially in the graphics world, and with ATI now that seems to fit in. This is something new with Windows, where there's different flavors for different hardware platforms.
Yeah, so the thing that Vista will do is the interface is designed to be more graphical, to enable a certain number of features that previously didn't exist. And it's all about changing the user experience. Corresponding to that will be the demand for performance on the PC systems. And as a result, Windows Vista is actually the first reactive operating system where it will turn on and turn off features based on system capability, so that in order for a PC user to really get the benefit and the kind of experience that Windows Vista is designed to enable, they'll have to have systems that can meet that performance. And AMD-based systems deliver that. During my talk today, one of the things I mentioned was the 30 to 40% performance increase in graphics that you get on an AMD-based system, which would be based on either NVIDIA or ATI graphics. And those embedded graphics solutions just significantly outperform an Intel-based solution, so that an end user would get a much better Vista experience based on an AMD system.
Now, in the industry as a whole, where do mobile solutions, laptops, and all that compare with sales of desktop PCs?
That's something that's changing rapidly as we speak. The market, for the first time, I believe it was in August of last year, in that back-to-school season, laptops for the first time actually eclipsed desktop in overall sales in the market. We believe that in 2007, this trend will continue, and that you'll finally have the complete changeover where the total volume of PCs sold in the marketplace, laptops will actually exceed those of desktops. So we believe this is the future of the industry.
And finally, where is AMD working on the key differentiators in the mobile division, where it's different from a desktop PC? What are some of those important areas you're working on?
Well, the things that are important about mobile are the ways in which people want to use their PCs today. The people are more active. The types of content that they develop on their PCs and use and maintain and actually want to have access to continues to grow as technology becomes more and more a part of people's everyday lifestyle. As such, a notebook is a much better way for people to develop and manage and play with their content anywhere they want to go. And so AMD platforms not only deliver the better graphics, as I mentioned, but also from a wireless standpoint, they give people better performance. If people are out web browsing, downloading content, sharing content across the web with other users, the ability to get downloads up to five times faster than an Intel-based solution, or three times the range, so that you can remain connected when you're sitting in that cafe and get a better connection to the web while you're sitting there. those are really meaningful things to the user experience. And so at AMD, we continue to push the envelope, doing things like developing reference designs for OEM customers that really map out the kinds of performance and the kinds of features these systems would have. And they help our OEM customers have a faster time to market and reduce their overall costs so that they can deliver more cost-effective solutions to consumers. And so from a strategic standpoint, our philosophy is that, you know, to think with the mind of our OEM customer, help them be better in the market, and help them understand what users want and need from their laptops today. So that's kind of the way we look at the market.
Be sure to visit AMD.com or follow the links on this site for more information. Today we've been speaking with Scott Shutter, the mobile division of AMD. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.